Hello.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. This is Ben calling from Local Splash. Terribly sorry about the delay, Wallace. How are you doing?
Good, good. We're having the same kind of problems again. You guys went in there and changed all of our keyboards to, like, Combat Termite Specialist, Combat Pest Control, Bug Catcher. Anything with combat in it, we would show up automatically. I don't need that as a keyword. So why do you guys keep doing that? And if nobody's going to Google Pet Bug Catcher. We had that taken out before, I think twice now, and it goes back.
Okay. I understand. Well, from the screenshot that you sent me the other day, you're talking about the ones that say monthly keywords under the Google Insights tab. Is that more or less accurate?
It may be that. I'm not sure. My wife sent me the pictures, but, you know, if it's not right on one thing and something else is different on another, I see conflict in between the systems.
Okay.
I would think they would both have to match up to get better results. I got my first lead today since January.
The For Google Guarantee? Okay.
Yeah. And then it has charged us $300-something for the two leads, I guess, that I had got. $370.
Let's take a look. Just one second. Now, because the keywords that I have here, means swarming termites. I can send you the list, which is this here. They have about 20 keywords here. What I'm thinking is what you guys are looking at are just the regular searches that you see on Google, right? If it says pest exclusion or pest fumigation or anything. Google puts two and two together. What it tells you there, where it says impressions, it's just how many times, it came up organically when people search something similar. But that doesn't mean that those are just the only keywords that we have, on the back end, right?
We've changed those before. We changed them to what we wanted. And now they're changed back to just a generic, I think, template that goes in it. Anybody searching for me, with search termite specialists or combat pest control, that doesn't need to be a keyword.
That isn't a keyword. It isn't. It's just the fact
but that... But it's in that group and the list of pictures that we sent you.
Exactly, right? And the main reason why it came up is because combat termite is the name, not the keyword. That what's telling you, what that is telling you is how many times the profile loaded. With whatever search they made, doesn't mean that it was the keyword. So if you see combat termite specialist on that list, is because the Google profile showed up when somebody searched that, which is normal, right? Because that's the name. But it says monthly keywords, so I get the confusion. But it's mostly, the times that the ad or the profile has loaded. And it's just giving you the searches there. The keywords are the ones I send you through text right now. Those are the ones that we have programmed. Did you get that list?
I'm not sure. I haven't really had time to look at it. I just...
Okay. Yeah, because we have a list, like we said, of 20 keywords. And I understand we want to be as specific as possible. But when we say something like general pest inspection, right? If it's, people could word that differently, or people could, think about that service differently. So that's the main reason why Google, gives potential clients a little broad spectrum of what they potentially need, right? That's why sometimes you see, let's say searches on that list that you called me about. You see searches that are just not, don't make sense.
Well, there's another company's name in there, and
right.
Some other address for a search.
Yes,
I mean, that was on our website too, and we had it taken off. Now it's showing up there. I don't know why somebody would search another company's name to contact us.
Okay. So it's telling you how many, it's telling you where the ad has loaded, right? But not necessarily if they try to contact you or not, right? For example, I see, I'm looking at the list right now, right? You see different things. You see, of course, you see combat pest control, combat termite specialist. You see combat even. I mean, the ad came up, the business came up 15 times when somebody searched combat, right?
But if somebody searched combat, that's somebody looking for somebody specifically, right?
Well, I mean, it's pretty open-ended if you ask me. You
know, okay.
They just searched combat. It could be you need a fight, right? It could be a fight. I mean, it could be something different.
Yeah, I get that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that what you're looking at, that list that you're looking at, it's just where the Google profile has been showing up, let's say, more or less. But this is the organic side of things, right? So this is this, we're not paying for any of this, right? This is just all of Google giving you an accountability of where the normal account is and where it's being shown. But you're not being charged for none of this. Right?
But what is the address there?
Google, when somebody searches anything on Google, you get a full list of things, right? Get a full list of things. Now, that address, let me see. Where do you see the address? I'm sorry.
I'm in the car driving. My wife had sent it back again because y'all saying it wasn't there. And then she sent again. And they recognized. They said, okay, they see it now.
Okay, well, I'm going to check that picture. Okay, let me look at the picture here.
I'm going to have to go. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wallace. I'm looking for that picture. Just please, I'll get in touch with you if you want, or please let me know when you're available. So we can
all right,
be discussing it, okay? Thank you so much.
Yep, all right.
Have a good one, Wallace. Bye-bye.